This is Vatican Radio. The president of the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of the New Evangelization, Archbishop Rino Fisichella, has been speaking about Pope Francis' speech on Wednesday evening, marking the 25th anniversary of the promulgation of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. The Council sponsored a meeting to celebrate the anniversary, and reflecting on the Pope's address, Archbishop Fisichella said that there are many different issues in the discourse of Pope Francis. The Archbishop spoke with Vatican Radio's Blondine Hugonet.
Well, I would say there is many different issues in the discourse of Pope Francis. First of all, as a theologian, I would like to say that there is two principal moments in this speech of the Holy Father. First of all, taking from the opening discourse of John 23, in the beginning of the Council, Pope Francis said that the content of faith must be guarded, but must be also in progress. And I think that this is a very important point for reflecting, in order to understand that our faith and the content of faith are not static, and the truth impressed in our faith is not static, but is dynamic. So we need, for this reason, to understand the profound teaching that we find, especially in the Gospel of St. John. So the Spirit is given to us in order to reach the entire truth that Jesus, with his revelation, gave to us. In this speech, I would say the dynamic of truth, of the Christian truth and our faith is what, in my humble opinion, touched me personally.
And so Pope Francis made an invitation in a way to renew this catechism. How we do that in our lives?
Well, you know, with the language of Pope Francis that several times is immediately so is capable to catch the concrete daily reality, he said that the deposit of faith so is not static, and the word of God cannot be mothballed like an old blanket. The image gives to us the possibility to understand that there is really, in concrete, some consequences of this discourse. First of all, I am thinking about the teaching coming from the encyclical Laudato Si, when the attention is given to the concrete environment and the creation, how people today can keep and save the environment. This is an idea that for us Christians come immediately from the first page of the Bible. So the creation belongs to God, doesn't belong to us. And for this reason, we are like a guardian, so we need to keep what we receive, and we should be also able to transmit to the other generations. I think, for instance, about the teaching of family. Today is a real challenge to touch this topic, because we know how, especially in Western culture, the family is in a big crisis. It seems that the new generation don't believe anymore to the vocation of family. We know how many difficulties families have in this moment, historical moment. We know how the church should be sensitive in order to understand the different realities of families today, and to reach each one with our faith, and not first of all with a judgment, but with the medicine of mercy. So there is several things that, in my opinion, are very concrete, new.
And in this speech, the Holy Father talked also about death penalty. What changed his words?
Yesterday, the Holy Father gave a very clear speech on the death penalty. We should say that as a consequence and in some way in a progress with the teaching of John Paul II and Pope Benedict. Both they gave a very clear words on death penalty. But yesterday it seems to me that Pope Francis said something more, because he said that when we have a voluntary suppression of a human life, so this is against the gospel itself. I think that this is really something very strong, very profound, but very strong. Because only God can be the judge, ultimately, the judge of the person and each person. And the Pope says that not even a murderer loses his personal dignity. That means that no one can be responsible for the death of someone else. In this way, I think that we should reflect on the words of Pope Francis, because the defense of the sacrality and the dignity of the human life and of each person is a responsibility that belongs to our faith and to the announcement of the gospel.